Hi, boys and girls. Come right in and join us for the Children's Bible Club meeting today. I'm Aunt Carolyn, here with a good Bible story, and Mr. Woods and the choir are primed for singing. David said in Psalm 43, "He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord." And that's our prayer here at the Bible Club, that some will hear the songs of the children and the message of the story and will trust in the Lord, even today. So let's sing right now. Thank you, choir. You know, Aunt Carolyn loves to hear from you listeners. This letter came from a listener in St. John's, Antigua. Dear Ms. Carolyn, I listen to your program every Saturday morning on the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse with my two daughters, and it has been a blessing to us. Well, we surely appreciate that encouragement, and she's a blessing to us, too. Maybe you haven't written before. Won't you take a minute to drop us a line and let us know that you hear the Children's Bible Club program? Write us at Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. Or email us at AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. That's all lowercase letters with no spaces. AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. And now, here's the choir again.
Peace. Whose mind is
Today's story is A Colossal Contest. Do you think a frail weakling would pick a fight with a big bully? Or a featherweight boxer would take a match with a heavyweight champion of the world? No, that would be dumb, you say. And you're right. But even more one-sided was the contest stubborn Pharaoh took on when he set his heart against the God of heaven. He had a quarrel with Moses and Aaron, but they were only God's front men. The real battle was the proud king against God Almighty. God had already turned the river and streams into blood, which stank and killed the fish and left the people with no water to drink. Yet the magicians imitated that miracle, and Pharaoh stormed back to the palace saying, "No, I won't let your people go. Your God means nothing to me." Soon Moses and Aaron confronted Pharaoh again. "The Lord said, 'Let my people go to worship me.' If you refuse, he will send frogs throughout your land." "Frogs!" Pharaoh mocked. "Ha, ha, ha, ha." So Pharaoh refused, and soon frogs came by the hordes. They were on tables, in chairs, beds, closets, even in the food and bread dough. One of the false gods of Egypt was an ugly frog-headed goddess, so no one was ever allowed to kill a frog. But people were frantic now as they fought the slimy, warty, leaping croakers. They shook them out of their clothes and knocked them off their heads. It was unbearable. "Get rid of these frogs," they screamed. Even Pharaoh was desperate. "Moses, plead with God to take away the frogs. I'll let your people go to sacrifice to the Lord." Moses replied, "Tomorrow the frogs will be gone. You will see there's no one like our God." The next day, the frogs all died, right where they were, in the beds, houses, cupboards, and oh, how they stank. People had to gather them into piles and burn them. But Pharaoh hardened his heart again and would not let the people go. And God sent something worse. The Egyptians worshipped an earth god called Geb. But when the dust of the ground became lice, it was horrible. Lice were everywhere, on the people, in their hair and clothes, on the animals and every surface. Talk about the itch. Everyone was scratching. It was torment. The magicians couldn't imitate this miracle. They said, "This is the finger of God." Even they could see that someone was bigger than they. But Pharaoh refused to let the people go. Was he a madman? No, he was a stubborn, rebellious sinner. Next, God sent flies. Not just a few, but swarms of flies. They blackened the ground, the tables, beds, everything. People couldn't work, talk, or eat for swatting flies from their food, their mouths, eyes, and ears. Flies were everywhere. The beetle-like flies were sacred in Egypt, but God proved that such a false god could not protect them. Yet through all this, the Israelites didn't have any flies in Goshen. God protected his people from the plague. By now, Pharaoh was so miserable that he gave in a little. "Moses, take away the flies, and I'll let your people sacrifice here in Egypt." Well, Moses wouldn't have that. "We can't do that," he said. "We must go 3 days' journey into the wilderness to sacrifice to our God, just as he commanded." "Well, go then, but don't go very far. Just plead for God to take away these awful flies." He was saying, serve God, but not completely. Compromise a little. So Moses left him. "I'll pray for you, but don't deceive me and break your promise again." He did pray, and God did answer. In the morning, the flies were all gone. But you guessed it. Stubborn Pharaoh broke his word again and would not let the people go. God sent a new plague to break the proud ruler. He warned Pharaoh what evil would befall, but Pharaoh's will was set. The next day, a great murrain, a fatal illness, fell on all the animals in Egypt. No survivors. Soon every cow, horse, goat, donkey, and camel was dead. What a tragedy! No veterinary could help. The stock lay on the ground dead. Now there was no milk, cheese, or meat. There were no animals to work, and the stench of death in the air was ghastly. But would Pharaoh yield? Would he let the Israelites go? No. His heart was as hard as the bloated carcasses of the dead animals. It's a wonder God didn't kill Pharaoh too, but God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. Through all this, not one of Israel's cattle died. Oh, God takes care of his own. If you're God's child through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have nothing to fear. Whatever happens will be for your good. Who could ask for more? However, if you're not God's child, if you refuse him as Pharaoh did, you are in danger. God knows you and how to break your stubborn will. Don't reject him. Turn from your sin today and receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Jesus said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." God bless you. Till next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.